Welcome back to Incognito. Whatever the fuck this is, we don't know, but we be trying. New jingle. This is the post-dinner broadcast. Hello. Welcome back, you sexy motherfuckers.
Welcome to Incognito.
Or not sexy. Like, I don't care what you look like. Like, you know.
We don't shame body, size, race,
uncircumcised, circumcised, hairy, big boobs, small boobs,
big belly, small belly,
tingly clits, non-tingly clits.
No clits at all. We don't care.
Basically, if you're an alien, we love you.
Basically, we don't care. Bro, just wait. Give us attention now.
What was that fucking laugh I just did? I do that. That is my laugh. Have you noticed that?
The SpongeBob laugh?
Why do I do that?
Your SpongeBob laugh?
I don't know why I do that. No. It's a little better than that, right? Please tell me it's a little better than that.
Just a wee bit.
Oh my god, I started doing it again. It's like kind of like a mwahaha. I don't know why.
Sorry, I'm drinking champagne and I just burped, so that was my laugh.
Back at it again. You're killing my ears, bro. Chill, baby girl.
So sorry. All right. Well, we have so much to cover today, but I just wanted to start off. I got a funny update for you, and I think we haven't recorded in about a week, so life's
literally like 5 days.
Life's been good in those 5 days is part of my update. But
you're like, thank God I haven't been around you.
Thank God I had a break from you because this motherfucker is crazy.
We're just those girls.
We're just silly. We're those silly girls.
I'm killing myself.
So. I just want to shout out, we have an Instagram and a TikTok account. A little backstory on this, though. Mariah's in charge of the TikTok. And when she created this TikTok, she spelled our title wrong, Incognito.
Shut up!
Have you actually gone back and changed it since?
Wait.
You did it! So our TikTok is still in the process.
Wait.
Our TikTok is not in the works, but we do have an Instagram account called the_incognito_podcast. So go check us out on Instagram.
Hey Moogs, how do you spell incognito?
I-N-C-O-G-N-I-T-O.
Okay, I fixed it. I think. Wait, oh wait, let me look. It says my incognito login has expired.
Okay.
Did
so
we get kicked out?
Okay, so long story short,
we don't have one now.
We don't have a TikTok. That was Mariah's job to manage the TikTok.
Oh my god, I literally
and I manage the Instagram. So Instagram is up and running. So stay tuned there.
Wait, what? Sorry, what? I'm so thrown off. Hold on. Wait. Okay. All right. Sorry. Keep talking, Megan.
Okay, so way to steal my thunder, bitch. No, I'm kidding. So here we are. So follow us, the_incognito_podcast on Instagram. And where I'm going with this little intro story is what I want to tell you is I was, you know, living my best life the other day, and I received an Instagram video call on our Incognito podcast account. Now, the person who called me asked to remain anonymous, but she is a family friend of mine, and she did not know what Incognito was, because before the Incognito Instagram account was Incognito, I was using it for another small side business that I was doing, and I ended up forgetting about the account because it was so long ago.
With someone that wasn't Mariah, by the way. She was cheating on me.
Yeah, someone before Mariah even, like, existed in my life. Like,
when I was a fetus in my mother's womb.
That is when I did this, because I've been alive for hundreds of years. So I get a call on our Incognito podcast account, right? And it's this family friend. And she goes, who is this? And I was like, it's Megan. And she's like, oh, I had no idea who this was. I just was calling because it was following my Instagram account, and I didn't know who it was. And I go, you straight up had no idea that this podcast Instagram account belonged to me, and you were just gonna call this random ass Instagram account to ask why they were following you. And she goes, yeah. And I was like, what the fuck?
So Moog's like, what do you mean call on Instagram?
So you know how there's Instagram Messenger, right?
Yeah.
You can do like video calls and phone calls like you can do in Facebook Messenger.
Could I call like Justin Bieber?
Yes, I
bet.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know on like that level. If you go to message me right now, you could call my Instagram account.
Do you have to be like mutual friends? Like I'm into TikTok, not Insta.
I think it might be that. So if you go to like your husband, see the call button.
See, I could call
him. You could call him, but I don't know if you could call like a super famous person, because we in this instance, in this scenario, we were mutually following each other. But my friend, just being the ballsy person that they are, was like, I am going to call and see if I can.
Wait, it says I could call Justin Bieber. Should I call Justin Bieber right now?
He probably won't answer.
What if he answers? I'm calling him.
Go for it. Do a call.
What do I say, though?
Do it.
Wait, I'm actually nervous.
Be like, we're doing a podcast right now, and this was a topic, and we really kind of just thought we could call you.
I'd be like, wait, why are you on the line? Like, so should I, like, FaceTime or call? Because there's a phone or, like, a video button.
I personally, I'm not ballsy enough to do the call, but it's, but you can.
I'm sorry,
to do the video.
There's no way.
It's almost, like, nerve-wracking.
I'm scared. What if he picks up?
Then you're going to be talking to one of the hottest celebrities in the world.
Okay, should I do the FaceTime then?
If you're really willing to...
Okay, I'm going to try calling Justin Bieber right now, guys. Oh my god, I'm so scared.
Wait, pause. Do we want this to be Justin Bieber? Do we want the...
It's his Insta.
I know, but like, is that who we're choosing to do this with? Is what I'm saying. But I was thinking...
Who do you want? Like, someone more low-key?
I was thinking Tana Mojo for you. I thought you would
die if she answered.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, call.
Okay, I'm less scared about Tana. Wait, I want to know if Justin would answer, though.
Okay, then do it.
He wouldn't answer, right?
He wouldn't. I think it's not going to work, but...
Oh, okay, wait. Oh, wait, make call. Enable camera. Okay, we got to go through this. Camera and audio.
My anxiety right now is going through the roof.
You scared about Justin Bieber?
So just to describe.
What do you think
Mariah
Justin's going to do?
Mariah just went in and she enabled her video feature on her phone. She is now doing it. She is now calling Justin Bieber.
What if Haley... Aw, he didn't answer. What if Haley picks up? All right, I'm going to try calling Tana Mojo now real quick. This is my last test, because she's a little less...
He didn't answer. So what happened?
It straight away went to...
They probably set it up.
Yeah, I bet you. It said report a problem, and it said, like, I couldn't... All right, let's see. Tana, don't let me down.
Oh, no.
Wow, weird. Okay, so Justin Bieber had a phone call message next to his name and a FaceTime. Tana does not.
Okay.
So that's odd. Because she's less famous, but love you, Tana. But
I'm sure that there's a setting in Instagram where if you don't input your phone number. But here's the thing. I thought it was like a call through different accounts. Like one Instagram account was calling another. Because the person that I was on the phone with, called me from their Instagram account. So anyway, so long story short, that happened. We now realized live testing, you can't call celebrities, unfortunately.
Well, you can attempt to, but it went straight to voicemail. So
all that hype was really for nothing.
I was actually scared.
I was
like,
nervous.
Justin is going to pick up and I'm going to piss myself. Like,
you know, I had an epiphany the other night. So, you know, another part of my update. So this bitch, my co-host over here, thinking that she's the coolest person ever.
Because I am.
Hits me up and is like, I have no plans and I can't be alone. Hang out with me. And I was like, you know that I will, because I also don't want to be alone, so.
Well, let's... Right.
And so, yeah. So we... And plus, we hate my boyfriend Scott, because we always talk shit about him.
I can't say that anymore now that he listens.
No, big reveal, people. Big, quick side note reveal. The infamous Scott, who we all hate, just kidding, we love him, is now a incognito fan.
I wouldn't say fan.
I'm actually more of an incognito
fan is a critic.
Incognito critic. But he is supporting us, and he actually thinks our concept is really cool.
I appreciate the hell out of that. And you have no idea.
Straight up said to me, actually, if anything, all his critiques had to do with me. He said that you had the better podcasting voice and you had the better energy.
You have no idea. That is the highest compliment I could ever receive from anybody.
Because this man is very hard to impress.
No, literally. So when she told me that, I was like, oh, wait. I was like, oh, that's really nice.
It was really great.
Like, sometimes when, like, people are so nice to me, I'm, like, overstimulated. And I'm like, wait, but I'm not good enough for that. So when he said that, I was like, oh, nice. Thank you.
You know, and I think,
where's my award?
Like, come on. So who knows? Haven't convinced him yet to be a guest.
Yeah. I thought you said maybe one day, hopefully. I'll keep.
We'll keep. It's
we'll
very.
Edge him.
Exactly.
Well, Megan will edge him. I'm not going to say I'm going to edge him. That's weird.
No, you absolutely should edge my boyfriend. Let's share. We have in the past, apparently.
Let's share. R.I.P. Keith.
Good thing he's not here tonight. All right, so transition time. You got us some mean-ass topics tonight, girl.
Whoa. I didn't get to say what's new with me yet.
We don't care. I'm kidding. You go ahead. All right.
There's nothing new with me. Okay, we'll just get right in the topic. I think Megan had enough to say for the both of us. Okay. Milo's last puppy class is tomorrow. That's it. That's the newest thing.
No, wait. I feel like you had something else that would happen this week. That
sure.
was funny.
I don't know. If you can think of it, let me know. But you today I started up Duolingo again.
Okay. What language are you on?
Okay. Ready? Tell me what I'm saying. El hombre.
El hombre. So.
What does that mean?
He is a homie?
No. It means the man. Okay. All right. Let me think. Yeah. What was the other one? Where was the other one?
Ni hao.
No. Yo soy como manage something. Oh, I definitely butchered that last word.
I know leche is milk.
Ah, okay. Wait, ready? Yo so bebeno leche.
What, do I want water?
Bebeno is so not how you pronounce it.
Bebeo?
It means I'm drinking water. Or I drink water. I don't know. I'm fucking it up. Okay, Duolingo, kill me. I don't care. All right, anyway, let's go.
And this podcast is sponsored by Duolingo.
I'm scared of Duolingo. I literally, Keith called me today at mid-lesson, and I said, Keith, I gotta go. I'm mid-lesson with Duolingo. I said, he's gonna get so mad at me. Uh-uh. You seen his TikTok. Like, I'm scared of him. All right. Let's all take a deep breath.
Your cat is letting me pet him, and for anyone who doesn't know...
They all know.
This cat hates my guts, but I have been patient, and I told Mariah today, something's in the air. This cat likes me, I'm telling you. And she's like, I don't know. So it's to be determined.
What? Okay, aside from that, thank you for the floor. I actually wrote this thought out, like, mid-feeling this, okay? So that way I'd remember the exact thoughts I wanted to bring up on this. All right. And it starts with a question.
Oh, God.
Am I the only one with a fear of being hit by a car while walking in a parking lot?
I'm trying to answer this, like, honestly without being like, you're a dumbass or something.
You're like, no fucking
part
bitch.
Part of me is thinking that, like, no, but, like, yeah. No, that's a valid thing, because I guess my first question would be, is it in the sense that, like, you're worried about a car backing into you as you're walking, or are you worried about, like, fucking Tokyo Drift, Fast and Furious, them round in the corner and, like, hitting you?
No, like, genuinely, I think, like, when I'm walking in a parking lot, I'm, like, looking all over, like, eyes are darting, because I'm thinking...
I'd be more concerned of someone outside of the car in a lonely parking garage.
Think about it. When you're in a parking lot, you be drifting. And so, like, you imagine, like, someone swerving into, like, a corner and hitting you, or, like, someone backing out and hitting you, which has almost happened to me a million times. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So I am always on the lookout, like, are there lights on? When, like, is there any of these cars on? Like, is anybody turning in? Like, are they gonna hit me?
She says this as last weekend we straight up.
I had that on here as well, because this happened the day after where I was thinking this.
All right.
I was gonna say, and this is what I wrote down. Megan said that in Europe, I wrote it weird. Bring up what Megan said about Europe and how for someone who has this fear, I really don't show it when I run across the street at night following strangers crossing from the other side and almost got hit twice.
Not once. Twice.
That's what I wrote down.
Now, will you set the scene for us?
Yeah, okay. So we were out in... And, well,
Leave
that town out, because I think we're not, I don't know if we're saying it or not. Anyway.
I think we've made it very clear where we live, unfortunately, so.
So, we're out in the sound, whatever, if we leave it or not, I don't care. And I was with Megan and Keith, and it's a Saturday night, and we're waiting out a crosswalk, and we hit the little button, and it says, wait. Please hold. And I'm thinking, I don't give a fuck. But, you know, I normally, like, play it out. Like, I do wait.
You do.
But then, this time, I saw other people from the other side that we were trying to cross over to started walking my way. And I thought, well, if they're going, I'm gonna fucking go. So I start going because these other people go. And as I start... The other people clear it in enough time, but I'm heading towards where they were, and there's a car turning into exactly where I am at full speed, and I, like, jump and pull back, and the car continues on, and then I, like, look back at Megan and Keith, and I start to run backwards, but then the other cars are starting to go, so then I run forward again, and then there's another car cutting the corner, and then I'm like, ah! And then they stop, and then I run across the road, and Megan and Keith are like, Mariah, stop!
Yeah, she starts crossing this road, not even realizing that her husband and I are, like, probably, like, a couple feet behind you. Like, we did not start going. You just, like...
I was like, fuck it, guys, come on.
Like, we were standing there, she was standing next to me as we were talking, and the next thing I know, she's gone.
Miss girl, I was Dora the Explorer. I was like, come on, vamanos, everybody, let's go! And then Megan was like, no.
Oh, my God.
And so I was like, wow, I could have died there. Well.
So, we were not cackling that night, let's just say.
I kind of cackled. I was like, oh, this is embarrassing, but, like, kind of hilarious.
I mean, I feel like, I you know, and it's funny that you bring that up. I feel like we've all had, like, this is relatable. We've all had either a dumb moment being the pedestrian.
Yes.
Or the driver.
Yes. Like, you almost hit someone tonight.
Yes.
On accident.
Wait, what?
It was their fault. Well, they started to go when it was your green light.
Oh, right,
and I'm
yes.
like, what is she doing? Like, yeah, she could have went before this.
This person started, like, it was, like, my light to turn green, and you know when some people just, like, are either pedal to the metal or, like, they think the next movement is, like, going to be in their favor, and this pedestrian thought that it was going to be the walk sign. So
yes.
When my light turned green, she started to walk, and I luckily hadn't hit the gas yet. I had just lifted my foot off the brake, so my car naturally went forward. And then I just immediately hit it again, my brake again, because she started to walk. And then she realized she was fucking in the wrong. She's like, she took a step back, and, you know, I waved to her. I felt bad. I was
when
like,
she did that, I was like, oh my God, that was me last weekend.
Literally.
Upsetting.
And you know what? It happens. Like, I can tell you a time.
I wasn't even drunk, though. I wasn't even buzzed at that point.
No.
I don't even think the whole night I was.
You don't even have a valid excuse.
The whole night I wasn't. No, I was hungover. I was not, like, feeling
any type of
way. You
and I were both pretty. I was hungover from another day, and I was still.
Valentine's Day.
Oh my God. Yeah. I still was, like, already. I was hungover this morning. Let's be real. Like, the drinking be real in this game.
You know, it is what it is. It is that time of year. It's winter.
But I gotta tell you this funny story, because you made me just think about it. in terms of driving is growing up, I was the oldest sister. So, you know, I only had one bio sister. I was, but like in terms of my sister's
friends.
So you're
not anymore.
Yes, because I am now in a blended family.
Oh,
but at the time,
I was being a smart ass, and then you just were like, yeah, no, correct.
Oh, I thought you genuinely were poking for info. I was like, no, yeah, this is that. I'm like, here, I'll give it to you. I don't fucking
okay,
care.
Okay, thanks.
You want to know the size of my nipple? I think that's your biggest saying. I'll tell
you. You want to know the size of my nipple? Let me tell you.
Let me tell
you. We have the same size. I know that for a fact. They're huge.
Do you want to know if my clit hangs or not?
Our areolas are big. Like,
we have no shame on big areolas.
Oh, God. I apologize. Continue.
You know, stop getting me off topic, you bitch. I'm kidding. So here we are. So I was the oldest, as even out of, like, my sister's friend's older siblings. So when I got my driver's license, I became my sister's friend's parents' best friend in the sense that I drove all of my sister and her friends to school, like, every single day. They got dropped off at, like, 6 a.m. because parents had to go in early to work, and they would just chill until we actually had to go to school. And this one particular time, it got to the point where the girls got older, my sister and her friends had their driver's license, but it just became such a habit to just drive together to and from school that they would drive their own cars over, leave their cars at my parents' house for the day, and then we'd all drive together. And this one time I remember when, and you know where my parents live and you know the driveway. It's not exactly the easiest driveway to maneuver in sometimes.
No, because they have the nicest grass to where you, it's not one where you can drive on the grass.
Yeah,
like my mom's, you can.
Yeah, you don't touch my dad's grass.
Don't, he will fuck you up. He will fuck a bitch up.
You know, and just even another side story, a friend of mine growing up in high school, Love, she actually ended up driving on my dad's grass.
I know, he hated her.
He hated her after
Good.
That. He made her, she wasn't allowed to park in my driveway after that.
That's
she straight
so
up,
funny.
So like near my parents' neighbors, the where the not that this gives anything away, but the granite posts,
okay.
Where you first drive in and my neighbor's house is right there, that's where she had to park from then on. Because she ended up driving on my dad's grass during a very rainy storm. So everything was mud. So her car,
it like made that indent.
Not even like a little one. Like it was clear. It looked like someone crashed that.
Because
no. She got stuck and then tried to back out.
No.
Oh, it was bad. Oh, my poor dad. Oh, he had a little bit
your
of a brain.
Your dad and I are going to bond over this the next time I go out on a family outing.
No, you'll have to ask him about
it.
I'm
part of the family now.
He will happily tell you. No, you are.
I'm Megan's wife now.
Yes.
Like I was just telling her, like, I cannot wait for summer again because her dad was so sweet and took me out with them on the boat that they have. And it was so fun. Like, we drove to, like,
yep.
this burger joint, and we had the best time.
So pretty. It was so...
Aside from me thinking Keith had died at that time.
Yeah, so it was very... It was... her husband, Keith, was at work, and he just, like, his phone died, and we hadn't heard from him all day, and he was supposed to, like, meet us to hang out with us. And my parents were waiting. We were waiting for him originally because
mm-hmm.
we thought he could make it. And then he didn't. And then, but he just didn't tell us. And we were just like.
Right, because his phone had died.
Right, because at one point we were like, all right, we kind of just either have to get on the boat and go or we need to call this
yes.
off. And you were like, well, no, I want to go.
Because it was
go.
Almost sundown.
Right.
And he doesn't feel, understandably, does not feel comfortable going.
We don't like
know,
to
past,
do it in the dark.
Yeah, totally.
There's only very few people he'll drive his boat in the dark with, and they're all his best friends, so he can be a dumbass. So
I love that, like, Keith might have died, and I was like, no.
Let's still get good burgers.
I mean, but like, we still gotta go on the boat.
Let's still get burgers. He would want this. Mariah's like, I gotta reap these fucking benefits.
I need to get these bennies because this isn't gonna happen often.
And you know,
it was the end of the summer.
I
was like, this is my only chance to get a burger on a boat.
I'm gonna have to take you paddleboarding too. We have paddleboards.
I love paddleboarding.
And I bet Milo would do really well because you said he did well on the kayak, right?
He did, but like when he fell in one too many times, he was like shaking in his
Aww.
Boots. He was not house down boots. He was shaking in his boots.
Poor baby. Well, he loved the boat because on another separate occasion, this bitch over here decided to go on vacation and want to live a bougie-ass life. And I was like, all right, say less. I get your pets for the week.
Me when I'm Hannah Montana.
And so I take Milo, and I treat him to luxury. I take him out on the boat with my dad. And my dad was so funny because he's not a dog person. My dad is not a dog person. His wife has a dog, and so because of his great love for her and also knowing that all of us daughters love this dog, like, he lives at the house now, which is a huge step for my dad.
Well, also, to be fair, if this dog was a shedder, your dad would probably say no.
No, he's a cockapoo. He's got the whole, like,
but he doesn't shed because he's a cockapoo.
He's got hair.
But if it was, like, Milo, he would not allow that.
He wouldn't love it.
It's because he's a cockapoo.
So my dad...
A cockapoo.
And my dad was very nice that day. He was like, you know what? Like, I don't want him in the house, but we'll take him out on the boat. So so we did.
So the whole rest of the day, Milo was outside just like, hey, guys.
And like, you know, because we couldn't really go and eat and sit down somewhere.
Right.
But we ended up... We did dock, and I did take Milo on a little pee break, just because I wanted to make sure it was his first time on the boat, and I didn't want, if he had any, like, you know, residual, like, needing to use the bathroom, I wanted to give him that opportunity.
If he had, like, the runs.
I don't know.
Because he was scared.
I just wanted to give him every opportunity.
My dude had some explosive diarrhea.
But I don't even think I, like, actually really, like divulged it, and I've never told it this way to you, and I think you're going to laugh. That entire boat ride was to cater for Milo. We just literally gave him a tour of, like, the whole bay. Because my dad was like, it's a beautiful day. He was on the fence. He's like, I could go on a boat ride or I could do work around the yard.
That's cute.
And I was like, well, I'm here for the week. Why don't we just go for a boat ride? And, you know, I got Milo. I'm sure he'd love it. And so, like, the whole boat ride was just catered to this dog. And this cute little corgi is in this cute little, like, life vest. And he is just got the biggest smile. He's like, you know, like, sitting on my lap, like, trying to get farther on
the edge. He wants to jump off.
Because he's like, I literally was like, if I fucking lose your dog
in the water, where'd he go?
But, like, and that's the other thing on the other side, the liability that I brought your dog on this boat, and if anything went wrong, like, holy fuck.
I'd be like, girl, you owe me $2,500.
No, I'm just kidding. Not only that, but you also owe me the fucking therapy I have to go through.
No, literally therapy. I'm like, you're never watching my animals again.
And being someone who recently lost their pet,
Oh my god, never put me through that. You know what I picture when you take him out? Okay, I picture two things. Okay, your dad's driving, it's just you and him on this little boat. I know it's a bigger boat, but, like, just picture it, okay?
So because the captain's in the back, I'm in the front,
like,
on the bow.
This is a totes made up scenario, but this is what I picture.
Okay.
Your dad is driving the boat, and you have Milo. It's just you and your dad. And you are holding Milo up, Simba style.
Oh, yes.
Okay? As he's drifting through the water, and you're like, na, 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 baby. Or, the boat is on auto drive, and you and your father are side by side, and you guys take turns passing Milo, like, over the water, like, kumbaya style, and you sing, I can show you the world.
No, what you really should imagine, knowing my dad the way it is my dad taking Milo out by himself and then just yeeting him in the ocean and driving back. That's what I picture. Cooper. He takes the two of them out on the boat. Milo's like, I wonder. Milo's like, yep. He would just do a little yelp.
Scout's like in his throne, so happy.
I know.
Like,
I was going to say,
finally,
Scout's
a single,
like,
child again.
I was going to say, Scout wouldn't be, unfortunately, he wouldn't be upset.
Oh, God,
about
you
it.
Got me there, Megan. That was good.
Alrighty.
Incognito.